This is KUNM. I'm Marisa DeMarco. Since the 70s, people have been homesteading on the Mesa near Albuquerque, just south of the proposed Santolina development. Bernalillo County says without official roads and permits, these Parito Mesa structures are illegal, and families are fighting to keep their homes. Scattered across Parito Mesa's 18,000 acres are gutted trailers, piles of tires battered by the sun, and sandy dirt trails. Somewhere around 800 people are making a go of it here, despite the lack of modern conveniences like running water or an electrical grid. But there's another side to the mesa. Mireya Cervantes' dwelling is no makeshift shelter. She's been living on Parito Mesa with her family since 2003.
Fue duro los primeros meses.
The first months were hard because they were used to living in the city, she tells me, but now they're very happy. It took a while, but their dusty parcel began to seem like possibility, like hope. Cervantes says the family planted small trees, and suddenly she saw her property differently. Today, her large two-story home is beautiful, with wood floors and plush leather furniture. The house is powered by solar panels, and a massive water tank provides running water. They built it all themselves.
Sería muy triste para nosotros perder lo que con muchos años, nuestro esfuerzo, nuestro trabajo de toda la familia.
This is what they have, she says, and it would be sad to lose what her family has been working on for so many years. But their home is not a legal structure, according to a lawsuit filed in 2012 by Bernalillo County in district court. There's no road to their property that's recognized by the county capable of supporting a fire truck. That's the real sticking point. Lawyer Craig Acorn, who represents Mesa residents, says without that legal road, the family can't get the permits for their buildings.
So we're talking about, for some of the poorest people in New Mexico, spending hundreds of thousands of dollars to build a road just so that they can stay on their property, which of course they can't do. And the county knows that. This is an absurd requirement.
And according to the county's lawsuit, if the Cervantes family doesn't come into compliance with the zoning code, their home could be removed. This is the last remaining land around Albuquerque that could be turned into suburbs, Acorn says. Parito Mesa is just south of the proposed Santolina development, and if Bernalillo County commissioners approve those 40,000 new homes,
Pajarito would suddenly become far more valuable as land. If the people who have been living there for decades were permitted now to really establish themselves, it could gum up the works.
Acorn says legal roads, permits, recognition of property ownership, all of that might stand in the way of future development on Pajarito. Regardless, he and Cervantes and other people on the Mesa are hoping to find a way to cooperate with the county so people living out there can keep their property. It's the county's responsibility to help make that happen, Acorn says, since it's no secret that people have been building on Parito Mesa for decades. Enrico Grotti is the community development manager for Bernalillo County.
Our goal is really compliance. There's really very little to be gained by being punitive.
It all comes down to legal access roads, Grotti says, and those roads are hugely expensive to build from scratch, especially since most residents are scattered far and wide across the Mesa.
The challenge is to establish some kind of access for those folks that are already there, but then it also opens up the door for additional people to come in and develop.
Bernalillo County has 19 zoning violation cases pending in district court against property owners on Parito Mesa. Many are about trash, junk, and vacant mobile homes, which Grady says can become drug manufacturing sites or crime magnets. He adds that the county is open to walking established residents through the process of meeting zoning requirements.
There's probably someone that lives on the Mesa in here every week. No question about that.
But Mireya Cervantes says her neighbors come to her worried about the future. It doesn't matter whether they have a trailer, a little house, or a mansion, she says. They've all earned what's theirs. So residents have to fight for what they've built for their kids. For KUNM, I'm Marisa DeMarco.
Funding for KUNM's Public Health New Mexico project comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation. Find out more online at publichealthnm.org.